As I referred to in my most recent bulletin article, this past week I had the blessing of hearing a number of confessions, and especially this time of year, this Lenten season, it's always a great blessing for me to be able to hear confessions and absolve people of their sins. Last Sunday afternoon we had our penance service. A good number of people showed up for that. And then today I heard a number of first reconciliations, which is always a blessing as well. And throughout the rest of this Lenten season, there's a number of other times where a lot of you have the opportunity to go to the sacrament of reconciliation. But today I did have the blessing of hearing first reconciliations. It's always a blessing to have these young kids walk in and then confess their sins. And they're so sincere as they confess their sins for the first time, and then to absolve them of their sins and see their gratitude and see their joy. They truly rejoice in the mercy and love that God has for them. And as I was experiencing that this morning, I was thinking to myself, this is Laetare Sunday. It means rejoice. It means to rejoice. And we, no matter what our age, are children of God. Are children of a God who loves us more than we can comprehend. And therefore we too should be able to sincerely rejoice just like that. Whenever we approach God, especially to receive His mercy, are we able to rejoice in the love that God has for us? Even in the midst of the trials, even in the midst of the crosses that we carry, even in the midst of our sins, the ways that we have fallen, the Lord still wants to express His love for us. Do we allow Him to love us, to show us His mercy? This time of year as well, as a time of year, as a priest, I tend to hear a few confessions of people who have been away from the sacrament for a long time, sometimes many years. And especially after those confessions, I almost want to raise my hands and say, praise God. The heavens rejoice. The heavens rejoice. A sinner has come back to the fold, and this is what the Lord's ministry was all about and continues to be all about through His Holy Catholic Church. In that I rejoice. But whenever I have that type of experience, I rejoice, and I also think to myself, like, why? Why did it take so long? Why did it take so long? Not towards them, but just in general, why is this the human experience, right? Why? Because the Lord is so rich in mercy. Why didn't they come back sooner? And I suppose there's a number of different reasons people have why they didn't approach the sacrament of reconciliation, the sacrament of confession. But one reason is very clear, so often in the sincerity of their gratitude and the joy that they experience, is because so many people today feel unworthy. They feel unworthy. They're burdened by their unworthiness. I was praying about the scripture readings this weekend, and as I was praying about the scripture readings this weekend, a Lenten image came to mind that we call to mind all the time, but it just came to mind in relation, especially to those people who I want to talk to in the congregation today and tomorrow, who feel unworthy and haven't approached the Lord in this way for a long time. And the image is this, is the Lenten desert. Whereas you find yourself in the desert of life, the hot desert experience you can just imagine, and you're away from the Lord because of your sin, and you know that very well, you know that actually, because you feel so unworthy. But in that desert experience of life where you're feeling the heat of the day and you're thirsting for God's love and mercy, you come across a spring in the desert. But as you come across the spring in the desert, you allow the enemy to speak to you and not the Lord. And the enemy's voice says something like, yeah, you're not worthy of that. That is not actually true. This is a mirage. This is not for you. So what do people do? They ignore it. This isn't actually true. This is too good to be true. So instead of pursuing the spring of life and reconciliation, they keep walking throughout their days, thirsting for the source that is right in front of them. The desert of life. So many people feel unworthy, and yet they're thirsting. And I say to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if this is you, come back. Come back. The spring is waiting for you. Do not listen to the enemy. Do not mock this messenger. The Lord wants you to know his love and mercy. You are unworthy. Yes, true. Every single person is unworthy. They are sinners. But this is where the scriptures are so rich this weekend. That first reading from the second book of Chronicles from the Old Testament, the introduction to the reading this weekend is very clear that the people of God went from adding infidelity to infidelity, adding infidelity to infidelity. They were unfaithful to the Lord over and over and over again. What did God do? In his compassion, early on and often, as the scripture said, in his compassion, he sent messengers to his people to say, come back to me. Come back to me. And what did the people of God do in that moment? Well, the scriptures capture there at that time anyways. They mocked the messenger, the prophet. They ignored it. Nope, this message is not for me. And ultimately judgment day came for those people. But in the fullness of time, God did not give up on his people. He sent his son, as the gospel expresses, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. To save the world. We are unworthy. We are sinners. We should be condemned, but yet God is so good and merciful, he came to save us through his son, Jesus Christ. And as Ephesians says, that second reading, St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians this weekend, God is rich in mercy. And though we are dead through our transgressions, though we are dead through our sin, God raised us to life in Christ. And this isn't something that we are worthy of. This is a gift of Almighty God, a gift of salvation that God himself can only give. This is the word of the Lord, my friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ. So let this word speak to you, not the voice of the enemy who says, this is a mirage, this is too good to be true, keep walking. Ignore that. I'm speaking to you. Come to confession. Know the love of God. Know the joy of those children. You are children of God. But Father, I've sinned so much. I've sinned grievously, repetitively. Come back to Jesus. He didn't come to condemn the world. He came to save the world. This is what the season's about. Come to the spring. It's not a mirage. In summary then, my friends, we are sinners. We need God's mercy, all of us, without exception. We sin in many ways. We are unfaithful to the Lord over and over again. And yet, God continues to speak to us, come back to me. We know judgment day will eventually come for us too. What are you going to do with this message? You going to keep walking, or are you going to turn to Jesus? Jesus says, come to me. He's the source of living water. Don't treat this like a mirage. Treat it as a truth and come to Jesus through those doors, or I suppose the bride's room if Father Jerry's hearing confessions as well. You get this message, right? If you receive this message, in this message we can truly rejoice.